The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Seamus Coffey is with me in the meantime. Seamus is chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and a lecturer in economics at University College Cork. Seamus, am I right in thinking that you think that the rules which govern how much the government can increase spending by come budget time need to be more stringent?
Well, it wouldn't necessarily need to be more stringent, but certainly do need to be more formal. So like for the last number of years, say prior to COVID, it would have been sort of an EU set of rules that would have had a role to play in terms of the government running close to a balanced budget and looking at debt levels. They were relaxed and suspended rightfully during COVID when the crisis hit, and also during the cost of living crisis. But even before that, the EU were considering revisions to the type of rules they had in place. Many felt they were too complex, they were too complicated, difficult to follow, hard to explain, and they really they wanted to simplify them. So the EU have come out with a revised set of rules, and it does focus primarily on the rate of spending increases that a government undertakes. So if a government wants to increase spending by a particular amount, how does it compare to its sort of debt levels and its deficit levels? And looks at if it wants to increase spending faster, governments can increase tax revenue that allows them to expand spending at a faster rate. But a concern we have with the revised EU fiscal framework is that the assessment and indeed the enforcement at European level is very much based on GDP. And GDP isn't appropriate for Ireland. It simply would give speed limits for spending that would be almost unenforced and too fast from an Irish perspective. Okay from a European and a legal perspective, okay, but not appropriate for us.
So what would be appropriate for us?
Well, look at it domestically. So we have our own measures of the economy. So, why do they use GDP? It has its critics, and many of those criticisms are legitimate. But at least sort of a useful indication of the size of an economy, perhaps of an economy's capacity to carry debt. And that would be true for most countries, but it's not true for Ireland. And the CSO have come up with measures that would better measure Ireland's sort of capacity to carry debt. We know that Irish GDP is impacted by the presence of multinationals. They have a very positive impact here, but the size of them, the scale of their trade, the size of their profits means that our GDP is sort of far beyond our own capacity to carry that. So I think one step would be to use a more appropriate measure of national income. Now, we couldn't expect the EU to do this. They want something that's common across all member states. So we'd really have to do it ourselves, rather than be dependent on any external scrutiny to provide the guidelines for us.
And should they be more than guidelines? Because the government, they already have guidelines. You know, I guess the one that always catches the most attention is this 5% spending increase guideline, which they manage to ignore almost every year. They've certainly ignored it this year, I think 6.9%, which in reality will turn out an awful lot more because there'll be all these supplementary budgets towards the end of 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. So back in 2021, the government set out a basis that they expected that. So a good medium-term benchmark for increases in government spending would be around 5% per annum. Now, again, a government can increase spending by more, but as long as they have additional tax measures to cover that. But if you look at what's happened since the Irish government announced, that's sort of 5% guide. In many years, they've significantly exceeded it, 8-9%. They look like 9% for 2024, given all the one-off measures we've seen. Yes, you're right, it does look a bit lower for 2025. But again, we're likely to see supplementaries, and some of these welfare payments done this year are likely to be done again. So, like, you can have some kind of guide like that, but like it has to have sort of a more formal or legal status that actually can have some sort of enforcement with it. So, at present, we just have the government indicated this would be a good sort of benchmark for what's happening to spending, but we're seeing nowhere near it actually being applied.
Yeah, this is kind of a turkeys and Christmas scenario or something close to it, isn't it? I mean, the very people who would be impacted by this are the people who need to make the decision.
Yes, but we have a history of getting fiscal policy wrong in the good times. Like, these are where the issues emerge. Like, when the crash.
I know, but we also don't like to countenance the end of the good times. You know that, Seamus.
Absolutely, but these things don't last forever. The economy's in a pretty strong position now, but we've seen this over sort of...
Oh, you're a doomsday merchant, you get dismissed as now.
No, but we've seen the good points of having the fiscal policy be able to step in when the economy needs it. Like, when large parts of the economy were shut down due to COVID, there was a relaxation of the fiscal rules, the ECB eased monetary policy, and governments were able to pump billions into their economy to to maintain household incomes, and they were rightfully necessary to do that. The issue is, in the Irish case, we've had problems emerge that weren't global, weren't international, didn't have such support. We found ourselves on our own, and we fully used any fiscal capacity we might have in the good times. And then when the bad times came, we made them even worse. We were increasing taxes and cutting spending. So the reason to have sort of a rule like this is not to limit what you can do in response to a recession. That's the time to step in and actually do more, is to make sure you have that capacity when the economy hits a downturn. Because, like, economies go through cycles. The Irish economy is a small, open economy, subject to the sort of the impact of forces around the world. And at present, it is doing very, very well. And there's many sort of winds behind us, with corporation tax pouring in, unemployment rate of close to 4%. Now is the time to actually have some sort of, not necessarily a huge restriction, but sort of a guide to what fiscal policy should be doing. And then when an inevitable downturn comes, as one will, that then the government can step in and not actually be making it worse, as we've seen sort of on a number of occasions in Ireland.
Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Lecturer in Economics in University College Cork. Seamus, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.